Fiona Kelly joins us with It Says in the Papers.
All papers apart from the Irish Times and Irish Examiner lead today with the tragic death of two brothers at their home in County Sligo. All papers describe how Shane and Carmel Skeffington arrived home on Sunday evening to find 9-year-old Brandon mortally wounded inside the house, and how they later found the body of their eldest son, 20-year-old Shane, in a shed at the back of the house. Local people described how the first they knew of the incident was when they heard the air ambulance helicopter which took Brandon to Sligo General Hospital. The detached family home which Shane Skeffington built for his family just outside Tubber Curry 8 years ago, which was being examined by forensic officers yesterday, is pictured in all of today's papers, as is the detail that Shane Jr. was due in court tomorrow on a charge of possessing a small amount of cocaine for his personal use. For its lead story today, The Times reports that the Public Accounts Committee plans a robust response to former rehab chief Angela Cairns, who filed a High Court action for compensation yesterday, arising from the investigation earlier this year into the rehab group. The Irish Independent and Examiner also put this story on their front pages today. I lost 240k job and spent 10 days in hospital after pack ordeal, is the headline in The Independent. The Examiner leads today with the story about how the Taoiseach is being called upon to clarify if radical reforms to the medical card system will now take place, following a suggestion by the Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, that a system based on someone's health instead of their financial needs would not be realistic. The decision by pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine to release both the black box flight recorders for Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 and the bodies of the 298 people killed in the crash is also covered on the front of today's Times. And also in the Times, Ruan McCormack writes from the border in Israel that locals there fully support the invasion of Gaza. While writing from Berlin, Derek Scally writes that the conflict has triggered an explosion of violent hatred of Jews in Germany. And in its lead editorial today, the paper urges the international community to step up its efforts to secure a swift and enduring ceasefire. The redevelopment of Priory Hall will cost about €27 million, almost three times the original estimate. That's also in the front of the Times. And elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers report on Bill Cullen's hearing in the Commercial Court yesterday against the sale of the assets of his companies by receivers, in which he said that there is no doubt that his €11.5 million debt to Ulster Bank will be cleared. Two cases before the Equality Tribunal are covered in most of today's court pages. Born-again Christian John McAteer, who was fired from South Tipperary County Council, was awarded €70,000 after the tribunal found that he was discriminated against over his religion. And retired teacher Brian Bogle was awarded €8,000 after the tribunal found that the City of Dublin VEC refused to shortlist him for a job interview on account of his age. The legal row over the €1 million legal bill owed by Owen McKeough, the 23-year-old student who went to court to permanently remove an internet video clip falsely accusing him of taxi fare evasion, is also carried in most of today's papers. The Examiner, meanwhile, has a picture today of Gaeltacht Minister Joe McHugh arriving to begin his week of Irish College at Iddos Gael in Glencolumbkill yesterday, and we're told that the minister got upgraded to the Level 3 class, which comes just below Level 4 for fluency. Speakers. But finally, pictures of the latest arrival at Dublin Zoo, the 12-stone, 1.2-metre tall baby elephant, are carried in most of today's papers, as is the fascinating description of the ritual surrounding the birth. The director of the zoo, Leo Oosterveld, tells Evelyn Ring in today's Examiner how they knew that something was happening when the herd of elephants became restless. For a whole hour there was absolute mayhem, he says. The elephants started milling around and the calf was born within a forest of 16 legs. They would all push the calf to get it going, and sometimes one of the bigger elephants would lean down on one knee to take a really close look at the newborn. And as a result of their efforts, we're told that the baby elephant took his first steps after 8 minutes.
Fiona, thank you.